pass forward to Afobe on halfway, and he's away from a challenge here. Afobe and one against two, he's running at Manga and still going into the area, and it breaks loose for Van La Parra, trying to square it into the middle, and Sacco shoots and it's in! Bakary Sacco finishes off a Wolves counter-attack, and that's how they've scored so many of their goals recently. And so it was again, when Afobe did so much of the important work up towards the edge of the penalty area, brought in Van La Parra, and when his cross was deflected away from Afobe, Sacco from 15 yards rolled it precisely into the corner. Wolves leading 25 minutes, Sacco has scored, and it's Cardiff 0, Wolves 1.
Kenny, a good win today.
Yeah, great win, and you know, looking at the results and then the table after, it's exciting with a dozen games to go. So we're very, very pleased. I felt my side showed fantastic spirit. There's a real good spirit amongst the players, and you can see that today. And it was a hard situation with Cardiff going down to 10 men. I would have preferred it to be 11v11 and taking my chances, because once the referee sends off a home player, every small decision and every throw-in, every touch is going to be a free kick. So you can't make your man spare an advantage, because the game is always stopping. And then after that, they have some of the best headers of the ball in the division. So the ball's then going a spare man, then, you know, 11v10 is completely irrelevant when you're putting it into Jones, Morrison, who are as strong as anybody in the air in the whole division. And then they put on Ravel. So, you know, it's a really tough period to come through when, you know, they were going to consistently put the ball into their box from a quiet crowd in the first hour, where I thought we'd controlled the game very well. From a quiet crowd, they were then, you know, venting their fury on the referee, getting behind the players, drove them on. So, really difficult period. I would have preferred it to be 11v11 at the end. Probably, at times, looked like we needed that second goal. Big chance with a phobie. But you've got to say, again, a very, very good save from Marshall, who spread himself well and is, you know, top-class goalkeeper.
And we've seen a couple of different performances recently, free-flowing against the likes of Rotherham and Fulham, but we had to see a resilient side to you today.
At the end, yes, we needed it. And you know, we had to head everything out against, you know, balls that were repeatedly going to come in our box with, a referee who'd sent a home player off and then was going to give every small decision. So the entries forward, the entries into the box were going to be high, and we showed fantastic spirit in that period. That was a real difficult period to come through, because we couldn't even really get the ball down too many times to try to get the second goal, which would have killed it.
The goal came from you being at your counter-attacking best, and we've mentioned it before, when you have players like Afobe and Van La Parra and Sacco, you always look dangerous.
Yeah, we do, and you know, they're things that we want to develop, we want to continue, and you know, wherever we can, that understanding and those combinations of players has got us, you know, a high number of goals in recent weeks, got us one crucial one today anyway, and created other chances, and when the spaces are there, as long as we make the right decisions, I think we can make chances.
At this level, that threat could win you or any game, couldn't it? It seems to be a conscious thing you've really moved towards recently.
I think if
decision today about Iorfa, when there was a danger that he might get a second yellow card, I mean, that might have made a difference, didn't it? You were ready to act quickly.
Another touch and he would have got sent off. I thought it was a harsh booking, the one in the seventh minute. Yeah. You know, I really did. I thought that was I couldn't see that one really at all, but as well as anybody.
He did. You must have a very excited group of players in there now to go to. After three wins in a row, you're right in the hunt, and what a cracking game you've got on Tuesday night.
Well, we have two of the sides now above us, so they're big games, they're difficult games. Every game is tough. You need spirit and you need quality all of the time. But, you know, we're in position with 12 games to go. And yes, the spirit of the players is excellent, and we'll need that now going down to the South Coast.